Welcome back to the studio. I am Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. So this is an interesting question that I got, which is, what do you actually do as the founder? And so I love this question. It reminds me of Office Space. What would you say you do here? Well, I'm a people person. Well, no, actually, no, I'm an introvert, which makes it all the worse. So the being a founder in any entrepreneurial space, I don't care what the industry is, but especially in the blockchain space, AI, any of this fun tech stuff, is glorified in our culture. And if I can do one thing today, I would like to disabuse you of that notion. It is actually one of the worst jobs you could ever have. So being a founder, the best way I've seen it described is, and there's my puppy bringing in a toy. The best way I have seen it described as being a tech founder of any kind is that it's your job to eat a shit sandwich while everybody throws bricks at you. And that is the most accurate way I have ever heard it described. As the founder, this is what you're in for. What you're signing up for as a founder is you're signing up to do all the jobs in the beginning. Especially us, because we took no investors in the beginning. We took zero investment, so we had no money. We had to do this with no money. And in the beginning, two people. And so because of that, that bootstrapping, as with any business that you're bootstrapping or any endeavor that you're starting really from nothing, just a couple people with a crazy idea, you're signing up to do all the jobs, everything. I mean, you are the admin support. You are the frontline outreach. You are tech support. You are legal and regulatory, and have to understand that everything that's going on in the legal and regulatory landscape, and what are the ramifications of that for your business, and what are the tax implications for what's going on. You are general user support. You are community engagement and community building. You are marketing. You are product manager, and you actually have to go actually build the thing. So you are the programmer or the hardware designer and builder. And normally as a founder, you're coming at that from a place where you are particularly good at maybe one of those things, maybe two of those things, but you're really not good at all of them, and because nobody is. So I came at this from a perspective where I'm really, really good at technical program design and technical program management. And everything else I was going to have to learn. Everything. Community engagement, legal and regulatory, tax implications, tech support, people support, public outreach, marketing, all those things. Other founders come into a project, perhaps they're really skilled at marketing, but they don't know how to build the thing or code the thing or whatever. So as a founder, you're signing up to bring your greatest strength, but you're also signing up to bring your greatest weaknesses. And that's all going to come into the project until the point where you gather enough people, or if you have investors, you pay for enough people to take over some of those things that you are not all that good at, right? So as we build our community in Geode, people start to come in and take over aspects of marketing, or one of the first things I'm going to hand off. Aspects of coding is another one that I'm going to hand off early on. So if y'all want the job, come on in. And legal, regulatory, and tax, so that I can focus on program design, program management. And I've actually come to really love community engagement. And so community engagement is another one that I'll hang on to over time. So when we think of the founders, We think of the ones who end up on podcasts glorified as these amazing heroes. Why? Because they made a bunch of money. And that is one interesting model to follow. But what you didn't get to see is you didn't get to see all of the rest of the iceberg that was under the water, all of the rest of the frustration, the pulling your hair out, trying to solve a problem that seems unsolvable, but that's standing between you and success. You know, for people who have projects where they did take investors in the beginning, that means you have pressure. You've got all this pressure on you. Pressure to get product out, pressure to make profit, pressure for return. There may be pressure from the people that are using your product, right? There can be pressure from all sides. There could be pressure from the community that's helping you put it together. Now, we're pretty lucky that in Geode, we don't have that. The community is actually the most wonderful people in the whole world. They are the least demanding community I have ever worked with. Thank you. Thank you, Geode community. I love you. They understand that things take time, that the way that we're doing it, because we do not yet have influx of money into the project, that'll show up one day. But so it's really about influx of people. It's really about bringing in and attracting the people to the project with the skills that are willing to help out. Right now, it's a whole different ball game whether you're working with volunteers or whether you're working with a paid team. So understand that that is different here, right? My entire career, I was handed paid teams. And to do program management in that environment, well, that's easy. That's easy compared to doing kind of program management, product development in an environment when everybody's a volunteer. Go do that. So what do I do here? I do a whole lot of stuff I'm not good at. That's what I do here. And I do a couple of things I am good at. And I work on building the community of people involved in this project and finding out the amazing skills that they have that they bring and bringing those skills in and watching them accelerate their own journey of their own technical skill or their own personal skill, their marketing skill and things like that. And that is really exciting to see. So from a leadership perspective, and I think this might be where we get it wrong with founders. All we see once the founder has been successful is we see the leadership and we study how they led people, how they inspired people. And that is definitely one of the biggest parts of it. But what we don't see is when they had to be the janitor and the CPA, even though they're not, and the lawyer, even though they're not, and the coder, even though they're not. All of these things where they had to approach it with their greatest weaknesses and have their ignorance and noobishness put right in their face. And that sucks. I gotta tell you, that sucks really bad. And it's hard. It's the same reason I hate push-ups. I hate being confronted with my own weakness. Yes, I know. It's the only way to get stronger, to keep doing them. And I will. But as a founder, and this has certainly been true for me, we are confronted with our own weakness on a daily basis. A daily basis. And that just sucks. And now at the same time, as you see the project start to grow and you see this exponentiation begin, it's people coming in and things are taking off and you're like, holy cow, what's happening? This is amazing. This is awesome. It feels so good, but you've been humbled every day, I hope, by being confronted with your weakness. And that's fine. That's probably good for you. So that is a very long explanation of what it is that I do here as the founder of Geode. And so where's it going to go from here? So at this point, I still do a lot of the stuff that I'm not good at, and I still do the stuff that I'm good at. So I still do program management, technical program design, product design. But at the same time, I'm still doing some of the coding. I'm still doing things like marketing, legal, regulatory, tech support, research, admin, you know, and pretty much all the things. And slowly people kind of starting to take that over. And that's really nice. So the first things that I see people taking over are community engagement and marketing. So, and that's great because those are actually, even though I'm a tech geek, I'm going to tell you that community engagement and marketing are actually two of your most important things. They are. And they're magic. And they're very, very important to a project. So that's where it goes. So don't be too envious. I'm not sure you want this job. The other aspect with the founder is that I am my own boss. And you would think that means I take a lot of time off. But I actually have the opposite problem. I am the worst boss I could possibly have. I rarely give myself time off. I work too much. I think about the project constantly because I am obsessed with it, because it's important and it feels purposeful and it feels like it's important for humanity. And I'm at that stage where it's about, let's do something big or why are we here? So I am constantly thinking about it. Every hour of the day, even when I should be sleeping, I have to force myself to take mandatory fun days. At least I try to do it once a week. I try to take one day off a week, but my mind is always, always with this project. And so that's why breaks for things like meditation practices, spiritual practices, sadhana, also known as a good old workout, the physical practices are incredibly important. So I do make sure that I take those. But that's just a matter of self-care. And I think it's something that all founders need to do. But being able to disengage your brain from the project for even if it's 1 hour or 2 hours, and sometimes maybe a whole day, it's hard to do. Because there's a lot to be done, especially in the beginning. So the next time you see that tech founder on your favorite podcast and you go, wow, they just sit around and talk and lead. It's like, yeah, they do now. You should have seen how they suffered for years until they got to that point. So that is the reality. That's the reality of being a tech founder. I hate to be a downer. So let's end on what I love about it. What I love about this, being a blockchain founder in particular, I love the technical challenge of what we're building. Very hard, very cool, very forward thinking. I love being able to think that big. And I love the people. I love watching the people come in and get it. And get the vision and go, that humanity needs this. And I'm like, yeah, they do. Let's go build it. And they're like, yeah. And to see these amazing skill sets that they've got that I don't have, that they bring into this as this community comes together to put together all the parts of what this project needs. So that's it. I love the technical challenge and I love the people. So those are my favorite parts. And that is why it's worth it. Not just because I get personal enjoyment out of those two pieces, but when I see what we're building and I understand why we're building that, we are trying to set people free. And at this point, what else is there that I could be doing here that would be worth it? What else is there to do in this life that would be worth it? I can't think of anything else. And that's why I do it. And that's why I put up with it every day, being confronted by my own weaknesses. And, you know, maybe it keeps me humble. I hope so. So thanks for joining me. If you have questions, thoughts, or ideas, just find me on the socials and send them there. If you need to book time with me directly, you can do that using the links below. And I will see you next time.